latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Wednesday's Manchester United headlines, and United are fearful Antonio Valencia is risking burnout just over a month into the new season. The Ecuadorian is likely to be rested for the Red Devils' EFL Cup clash at Northampton Town on Wednesday night. Well, he represented his country at this summer's Copa America tournament, reaching the quarter-final stage before they were knocked out 2-1 by the USA, a game in which he also saw a red card. The 31-year-old has made the Old Trafford right-back position his own this season, but spent 5 months out last year with a foot problem. The United boss Jose Mourinho is conscious that the former Wigan Athletic winger has since done a lot of miles and has shown signs of fatigue in recent matches. Mourinho remains unconvinced over Italian defender Matteo Darmian and could see him turn to youngster Timothy Fosu-Mensah to give Valencia a much needed break. Elsewhere, Luke Shaw is out of the match at Northampton with a slight groin tear. Hopes are still high that he could make the weekend match with Leicester City. And that means Marcus Rojo will come into the back four. Also, probably another chance for Chris Smalling. And you never know, we might even see Sergio Romero preferred to David De Gea in goal. In midfield, I think Michael Carrick will come in. And Ashley Young, who was praised for his second half display in the defeat at Watford, is also likely to see some minutes. Marcus Rashford, I think we can expect to see him start up front after his goal at Vicarage Road. Meanwhile, United legend Gary Neville has spoken out over a perceived leak in the media concerning Jose Mourinho. Neville thinks it's embarrassing that leaks have already started coming out of the dressing room after a bad week where they lost three matches in the space of 7 days. Mourinho criticised left-back Luke Shaw for his display against Watford, and it apparently didn't go down well with his teammates. Neville is worried that stories are already coming out of the Reds' dressing room and tweeted, "Leaks already after one bad week. It's embarrassing."